very enchanted with chanting. We're going to adjust the schedule a little bit. That's permitted. And for a variety of reasons, you haven't had any time for questions. At least I haven't had time for questions and answers, and that's one of the most enlivening and perhaps enlightening parts, and certainly very personal parts of the whole experience. And so what we're going to do is take about 20, 25 minutes for a question-answer session. And just to look ahead a little bit, after a question-answer session comes Art of Hearing, which is on the schedule. And because we had late breakfast, because I was too talkative this morning, we're going to have lunch a little later, around 2:15-ish, 2:15, 2:20, around that time. And then we'll resume at 3:30, back on schedule. And try to be on time. And I'll go first with the role of prayer in chanting. It'll be more a mood rather than this, you know, a long talk. And you'll be invited to write your prayer to the holy name and your prayer to the mind, which is very important. It's kind of a sankalpa, but of its own type, which will be very important for our 64 round day tomorrow. And then Krishnasmarna will speak on his topic, which I can't remember the title of it. Determination. Oh, yeah. And then the rest of our schedule remains the same. A wonderful evening with Badahari Prabhu. And I hope Hari Bhakta is healthy. Is Hari Bhakta around? He'll be here for the evening. All right. All right. Is he well?
Yeah, he seems fine.
Okay. Okay. As long as he's fine. All right. All right. Any questions about the schedule? Is it clear? Jai Jagannath? Should we do it again? A to Z? Huh? Bhajan 6:30 to 7, 6:30 to 8:30. Yes. And is Badahari here still? Huh? Okay. When he comes back in, I need him to be present at 3:30 this afternoon for kirtan and somebody to play mridanga with him. 3:30 this afternoon. Okay, so we'll take 3 full minutes to have you think and then write on a piece of paper, and then I'll call on you. What questions from this is like, you know, internalizing and dialoguing. Things that you've heard that you'd like to discuss some more. Questions, question-answer session. Bing. 3 minutes, the clock is running. Ding. That means time's up. Who would like to begin? Arvind, I saw your hand first.
Good night.
Come forward, maybe.
Yesterday, I heard you speak about effort and pushing is missing.
Pushing and pulling, yeah. Our pushing, Krishna's pulling.
Yeah. I think sometimes I struggle in the intermediate stage between the time when I put efforts and between the and the deliverance of that mercy. I feel like I'm almost, it's like waiting for some delayed flight in the airport, you know, like confused what to do during that time. So it's impatient or restless or some kind of anger, the different feelings. So I was wondering how to sustain my relationship with Krishna in an active manner during that stage.
My thoughts are going more to the delayed flight. But I can share, you know, an experience, several experiences where those that are not devotees, which is most of the people where there's delayed flights, they get so stressed out and bent out of shape and yada, yada, yada. Go and literally yell at the lady behind the counter as if that's going to make anything different. We have a plan, and we're executing our plan called life, or chanting some part of it. And Krishna is fully independent. Part of reconciling what to do in that space is he's the controller. He makes things happen. And it's on his terms, and that's okay with me. Although I've got my plan. I'm supposed to have a plan called life. Or perform my chanting. And it's not changing the constitutional position as servant. It's not Krishna's obligation to fulfill my plan. That's not the deal. It's not a deal. It's a servant relationship. As he wishes. One can elaborate on that, but that's the position. In that space, this is an opportunity for me to recognize the non-fruitive position of a loving relationship. And I fully accept it. That's the space that you enter. And if there is some whatever emotion, where trace the emotion, where is it coming from? The relationship is on my terms. That's not a loving relationship. It's not a loving relationship with Krishna in any case. We can increase our sincerity, our appeal. But the sincerity appeal does not increase the fruitive, like, you know, the child demanding attention from the parent, it just screams louder because I want attention. Not like that. But, you know, the sincerity level. I have no shelter but you. You can neglect me if you like. But I have no shelter but you. like Rukmini when she wrote her letter to Krishna. If you say no, then it's hundreds of lifetimes, thousands of lifetimes, millions of lifetimes, because you're my shelter. I've given myself to you. So we're going to hear about determination this afternoon. That's a component. How do you have determination? If you don't have a spiritual conception, you'll have a fruitive idea of determination. But that's not the determination of the servant. I will not budge one inch from my position. Knowing your mercy. Bhakti padesu dayabhak. One inherits the property of the Father. What's the property of the Father? His property, his kingdom. You inherit the kingdom of God. Knowing fully, that's my destination. I just stay in this relationship. Servant. It will come. So it's a transcendental, that space is an opportunity for kicking out all other motivations and having only one motivation. Being on the transcendental platform rather than a mix. I want, and this is my condition, that we have a relationship. Okay? Manivedana. And we can hear you, as long as we can hear you.
Two, I think, related questions, you know, to deal with being at a job. One is...
This is on his topic, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You want to hear from him, or address him, or...
I would be thrilled to hear either of your...
Okay. Maybe we'll both respond. How's that? Go ahead.
So, I've been trained to kind of follow this aspect of my training, which is never to pray to Krishna for anything, any sort of food or results.
Okay.
But I was thinking that I was wondering if when I'm at work, if it's maybe a suitable prayer, Krishna, please help me, like, do a decent job and fat, get it done quickly, because otherwise my time at home to be Krishna conscious may be diminished because I need to take this home with me. And so I was wondering if that is... You know, and of course, you could say if you so desire, but is that appropriate prayer, or it's too changed with material
desires? It could be either. It's not, you know, it depends on the consciousness, it doesn't depend upon the prayer. How much of it is my enjoyment, and how much of it is my devotion? You follow?
Yes.
Without elaborating. So the prayer itself is not inappropriate, or, you know, the request of Krishna. The question of the quality that one is carrying. Would you like to respond? He likes the answer. No, he's we're okay. He's
another question related just to that aspect of working. I was wondering if, especially since Krishna Smarta was stressing about being at work, if you have the right consciousness, it can be one form of worship for Krishna. So I was wondering if when one's working, sometimes it can be a great test of one's ability to control one's mind. However, if work is challenging and difficult and requires great focus. And I was wondering if, even though that the object of the focus is not directly personally Krishna, but it's still just the object of controlling the mind, I was wondering if that can, one way that can be seen as a form of worship of Krishna is that one can learn from controlling the mind and the material object, one can bring that home in one's Krishna concept and try to and use that to help one focus on Krishna and one's genuinely, etc.
You almost had a yes, but then you just, now you're going to get a no. Yes, up until the last part. But it's not like we learn lessons in devotion by lessons in material world. We learn lessons in devotion by lessons in devotion. So, let's say, take another field. Someone becomes, wants to become a, what do you call it? Performer in a symphony. They want to like expertly perfect how to play an oboe or something. So there's a certain amount of acuity and focus and sensitivity and subtlety. But that's material. Now, can that be applied? Yes, but it's not that from our position presently as a devotee, you know, work is something we have to do. Oboe playing isn't something we have to do, but maybe something that we have an attraction for. And so we do it because we have an... So, rather what our position should be is, I'm guessing this is what you heard, you know, with the right consciousness carried into what we have to do, or the worldly... otherwise worldly dimension of our life can become an expression of devotion if it's for Krishna. Now, what you want to do is stretch the envelope a little bit and put focusing the mind on doing the material activity very well so I can then use that skill of focusing the mind upon Krishna. It's a little bit like chapter 12, Bhagavad Gita, if you can't do this, do that, if you can't do that. You know, the essence is, fix your mind upon Krishna. If you can't do that, follow the regulations of Bhakti Yoga so you can develop a desire to fix your mind upon Krishna. If you can't do that, work for him. If you can't do that, try to be situated in self and be charitable. And if you can't do that, then cultivate knowledge. So it's a little bit one of those kinds of things. It's really not in the realm of bhakti. Whereas, what it sounds like you described, your work can be in the realm of bhakti. If you're in the consciousness of doing it for Krishna. In a variety of ways of how you can do things for Krishna. Which makes it bhakti different than karma yoga. And bhakti different than charity. And bhakti different than cultivation of knowledge. Okay? I mean, we can elaborate on that, but... Back in the corner. Speak right into the microphone. Five words. Come to a spiritual conception. That's how to. Otherwise, the material conception of life, trying to be humble, that's a burden. But not being humble, that's a burden too. So, which shoulder do you want to carry the burden on? The answer is neither. Let's come to a spiritual conception. Like Arjuna, he's speaking ethics and morality. Chapter 1, first part of chapter 2. What does Krishna say? You get an A in ethics and morality and an F in spiritual conception. Let's work on spiritual conception. And then you can apply your ethics and morality in spiritual conception. Now, humility. You get an A for an effort to try to, but you get an F for a spiritual conception if it's a burden. Not a burden. It's a relief of the burden of material existence. But you can't enter into spiritual existence with a material conception. You can't enter into humility with a material conception. It's an endless and futile struggle. So hit the delete button and go to a spiritual conception. The answer I just gave you is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's answer. So I'm very confident in the answer. And without that spiritual conception, you can't sustain anything on the spiritual platform. You can't sustain enthusiasm. You can't sustain patience. You can't sustain conviction. You can't sustain devotion. You're on the asat platform, so it doesn't sustain. It's asat. I'm looking at the clock and it's not standing still. Jai Jagannath. And then one lady, and then we're going to go into our art of hearing exercise. Yeah? Look at the clock. We're going to have a crunch of time.
My question came from the first day. You were explaining how when we start chanting, and the light of the Holy Land begins to shine. It also shines in our relationships, and we can realize how superficial they are, and we can shock. So my question is, when that starts to take place, it's something like when we're trying to give up our bad association with the Christian consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's bad.
Very similar, yeah.
But similar. You get into that fork in the road. Okay, here's a light. I see this is very superficial. Those persons aren't ready to go deeper. I'm ready to go a little bit deeper. And when I go to do that, those persons view you in a very negative way. Many times it happens like that at least. And you get stuck in this fork in the road, do I maintain the status quo? No, I don't want to do that. At the same time, if I don't, and the persons around me view me very negatively, and then you become kind of confused how they're acting in the situation. And then kind of like your class this thing this morning, exactly opposite of what you're trying to. They view you in the exact opposite way, and then it becomes very almost intolerable in one sense. So how do we deal with this type of transitional period?
What was the answer to the previous question? We can apply the same answer.
To the
act with a spiritual conception. If you don't hold the spiritual conception, then it becomes bewildering. But you know, what does a person with a spiritual conception do where one wants to go in a spiritual path or deeper in a spiritual path, and there are others that don't want to go? See the soul and act from the platform of the soul. You can invite. In other words, you continue to be warm and inviting. In a, that, but that's a mature thing to do. The immature thing is, oh, they're bad association. You give them bad vibes and chalo, see you later. I don't want to be around you because you know you're shallow. You're attached and I'm not. So, something immature, or just I have to protect myself. I have to put this wall up between myself and this. But you continue to see in the spirit. So that's better. It's, you know, from a position of gradually growing in Krishna consciousness, try to see with a spiritual conception and be inviting. Not better than thou, but be inviting. I'm finding some happiness over here. See this fork in the road? I'm finding some happiness over here. Not advertise it, like, you know, but be inviting. And start, and each step stay in the spiritual conception. One way to stay in spiritual conception is staying very fixed in those relationships that have helped you awaken that spiritual conception. Very nice example. There's several very nice examples in the Bhagavatam where that's exactly what happens. With Prahlad Maharaj and Narada Muni and Sukadeva Goswami and Suta Goswami. They're just fixed in that relationship, which the last time we had a dialogue in the Chicago Temple was on this point. It's those relationships that help us stay in the spiritual conception, and then it's, you know, at least from our side, it's we're saying yes to Krishna. I'm not going to deviate from saying yes to Krishna. But when I say yes to Krishna, it's with a smile to the other person who is not saying yes to Krishna. And just inviting. It's like when we're on Harinam. It's like that. You know, we're having a joyful experience. And then, you know, the person's watching. It's a whole spectrum, a rainbow of how people see it. Like that guy that was, you know, intoxicated, and he was dancing like he was one of us. Etc. And, you know, some people hope so. We'll just be Krishna conscious, be in a mood of saying yes to Krishna, and go as Krishna is calling us, go toward Krishna. And those who are helping us go toward Krishna, staying in a spiritual conception. And we'll be directed with our intelligence and our the affective side, the emotional side, how to respect another person, their choice to say no. You know, there's warmth because we're seeing on a spiritual platform. And we can be praying to Krishna to help the soul. It's not, you know, condescending, it's loving. And when we're in the spiritual conception. Mm-hmm. Can you speak into the microphone?
Guruji, this is a question for me to the Guru Maharaj, especially for tomorrow. This is something that I'm struggling with and I need help. When I chant, my mind goes to things or actions that I've not done right in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart gets filled with remorse and fear to the mind.
Wait till 64 round day. Be a real roller coaster.
Sir, described today that in Sangha Tyaga, giving up the association of these thoughts is also included. Can you elaborate and explain how?
How what?
How do I not give way to feelings, or how would I concentrate on attacking and not do?
How about the same answer? But I'll give a different answer, but just in reverse. It's the mind. In fact, when we were discussing this morning about the chatter of the mind, that's one of the chatters of the mind. Dwelling on, oh, I did this thing. Or why did they do that thing? I didn't provoke them. What did I do? And look what they did. And the mind. It's the mind. Wanting attention. So, spiritualize the mind. Dissolve the mind. By directing the mind to Krishna. That's our process. So, you know, we're in this decompression chamber where, you know, we've been in this high pressure, we're going to low pressure, the other way around, low pressure, going to, you know, just changing of circumstance, changing of atmosphere. So it's, we're getting adjusted. As opposed to just, there's only one thing, and that's the chatter of the mind, and there's not Krishna. Now it's Krishna and the chatter of the mind. Have to choose Krishna and keep directing. So the practices, the whole exercise, coming here as you're doing, help bring the mind to Krishna in the company of devotees. Sit and attend Badahari's kirtan this evening. That's the solution. And those things just go away. They'll come back again. The birds will come back to the branch and start chirping. But stay in that conception and pray Krishna. Like this prayer, that one of the meditations. I'm lost. In my heart of hearts, I know you are my shelter. There will not be a position of happiness other than in that position of shelter in you, but that there's so many enemies within me keeping me from that position. Krishna, please accept me. And stay in that position. Right, our Lord Chaitanya. Like a little child, raising their arms to the loving parent. What's the loving parent going to do? How many times will the loving parent do it? Limited or unlimited? Unlimited. That's what to do. The spiritual conception is not just, you know, take care of my emotions. Accept me as your servant. With the spiritual conception. And then it's not, you know, my terms. It's reality. I'm the servant. Okay, what does servant mean? Whatever you want. I'm the servant. I take responsibility for my past actions, and so I'm suffering these noises in my mind. I'm not asking you to relieve me of that. Krishna will relieve me of that. We're going to hear it in just okay, we'll go there. Krishna will change that situation, but like Atmani Vedana was saying, we don't need to ask Krishna to take that away. Krishna will take that away. Let me stay in this relationship with you as loving servant. Please accept me. And there's so many obstacles and enemies within me, not outside me. I'm unqualified. But I'm reaching. And Krishna's calling us. But it's a sure thing. then we have to be patient, and now be patient with a spiritual conception. Okay. To be continued with the questions and answers sometime in the future. Who knows when?